Do you remember your first game here at the stadium?
In the stadium? It was after that Dallas game. It was the Saints. And then I think that was my first 100-yard game, was it? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was my first 100-yard game. It brought back some memories. I remember I was going against Kenny Vaccaro a lot. And that's a guy from that I played a lot in Texas. And, it was a good game, man. It was coming off my first touchdown the week before and my first 100-yard game. I remember Vic and them on the sideline, you know, telling me congratulations and stuff. I didn't even know what they were congratulating me about. But, I do remember that one.
Do you have any, there's often not a lot of sentiment in this business. Do you have any expectation for Sunday and maybe getting a catch, getting a touchdown, getting some reps, getting something?
I'm not too worried about that. Whatever comes is going to come. I think I'm like too shy from top five. So that'd be nice. But, you know, I've had a great run at it. Either way it goes, man, I'm happy with where I'm at.
Do you feel like you physically can still play at this level?
I go through practice every week, and you know, I feel like myself. I feel pretty good. You know, maybe the games, you know, not many reps and everything, but haven't really shown it. Haven't really had much opportunity to show, but. That's something that's still on the table for me for sure. I just gotta, like I said, talk to my family, see what's right for me and my family.
What would be, other than an 80-yard touchdown or something, if you could say, well, my last play would be, what would you think would be typified you?
My last play?
Yeah, if you could get one more catch, one more this, one more that, you know.
I'm not even really worried about that, to be honest. Like, what really means a lot to me is being in the huddle with the guys and being in the locker room with the guys before running out that tunnel with the guys. Like, that's what means more to me than an actual play or anything of that nature. Just trying to embrace the camaraderie, you know, that's one of the things that guys that are retired always talk about is, you know, being around the guys is what they miss the most. You don't really hear them say, oh, my last play was this or whatever. Nah, it's always about the guys. And, you know, I look back at my career and that's what it's been about for me. I mean, that's what I've enjoyed the most.
You mentioned your family a couple times. And if I'm not mistaken, that was a consideration with you this year, wanting to come back, right? Your kids.
Yeah.
Not upheaval and everything like that. Will that be a consideration going forward? Not maybe wanting to be away from your kids for a whole fall,
yeah,
and all that, or take them to different school or whatever that may be.
Exactly. You know, yeah, I get a chance to take them to schools a couple times throughout the week, but it would be, obviously they would love it if I could take them all the time. So, my daughters say stuff all the time about me playing still. So, you know, that's something that I have to talk over with them two little girls too.
What did they say? They want you to, or don't want you to?
No, they don't like to see me hurt. I mean, that's what pops in their mind whenever they see. They don't think about the touchdowns or anything. They remember me coming home on crutches and, you know, having to kiss my knee or, you know, stuff like that. They remember walking into the training room. They go to the playroom during the game, dog. They ain't watching the game like that. So if I have a 100-yard game, it's like whatever. You know, to a couple of touchdowns, they don't care. They just care whenever I'm hurting. So
Wouldn't mind you going into coaching or something like that?
That would be a lot of time away from them as well. So that's stuff that I still have to discuss with everybody in my family.
Chip, I missed the beginning of this, but my question to you is, do you think about this possibly being your final game with the Giants?
Yeah, I mean, of course. It's been a great run. The season didn't go the way that we would all like it to go, and certainly not me as well. But it's something that I think about for sure, and I'm just looking forward to embracing it and taking it all in.
What has this experience been like for you?
Man, it's been great. From top to bottom, I know that not everybody has that straight hand story, you know, leaving with a ring on their finger and having some good seasons behind them. But I've enjoyed every minute of it, and I'm very appreciative of this organization and all they've done for me, my family. I mean, it's truly a blessing, man.
Does it mean anything?
What do you want people in this organization to say about you when you're done?
Really, just about my character. More than my play on the field, you know, what all I've brought to my teammates around me. You know, that's the legacy that I would like to leave. And I want guys to say that I'm their favorite teammate. You know what I mean? Like, that's I do this for them, and that's what it's always been about for me.
How much does it mean to you? Professorial. Don't you think you'd be a coach here someday?
You know what? That's not off the table for sure. That's always something that I could fall back on. But like I said, it's a lot of time and commitment in that line of business, but in that line of work. But you know, it's definitely not off the table for me. I love you know, coaching up the young guys. Like, that's something that just comes natural to me. My dad did it before he passed. It's been something that's been in my family too.
How much does it mean to you to be with one team for your entire career? I know, guys, yeah. when that decision time comes, where does that factor in for you?
Oh man, that's huge. I mean, you look around the league, it's not too often that you see a guy start somewhere and finish somewhere. It just doesn't happen often in this line of work. So it's truly a blessing, and I thank God every day for that.
If this is the end for you in football, like, period, are you at peace with it? I know you've had some success, but the postseason stuff hasn't always been there. A couple playoff trips, just the one on. Are you at peace with it? If this is it for good?
Yeah, man. Like I said, I've reached the pinnacle. I've done everything that I set out to do as a young kid. I mean, this was my dream, to play at this level. And, you know, I've done it longer than most can say that they were able to do it. So, you know, I'm truly blessed, like I said, and grateful.
How old are your kids, just for context?
Yeah, 4 and 5.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, they're pretty, yeah. You know how that goes then.
What's going through your head this week? You talk about the tunnel being where it fits again. How are you feeling just walking out this week?
Oh, man, I'm just taking it in. You know what I mean? We're able to leave right now, but I'm hesitant to leave. You know, I go play ping pong with the guys. I'll go watch a little bit more film, something. You know what I mean? Just try to take all of it in as it comes.
We talked last year a little bit about this, I think. But have you done anything different this season than maybe you've done in past years, knowing your career is going to an end?
Nah. I wouldn't say I approached anything differently. Maybe just more aware that is a possibility. And, you know, just trying to have the attitude that's going to help the guys out. And, you know, that's just more aware of being here and being present where my feet are.
I know you've said it a couple times, the idea of how important it was for you to go out in uniform. Right. And not go out, you know, wearing street clothes and team merchandise. Because you haven't played as much, I know that probably takes a little bit away from it. But
yeah.
The fact that you're going to be
still walking
suited up.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, that was huge for me, is being able to walk out on my own terms and not letting an injury dictate what I do. So, yeah, I mean, the play time hasn't really been there. But, you know, I can't say that I walked off that field. And, you know, I've given it all I had every single time that I strapped on the pads. Like, I give it all I got. You know, I ain't perfect. Nobody's perfect in this game. I can say that I give max effort every single time that I've been out there. And, you know, that's something to hang your hat on.
You mentioned it's not all players get Michael Strahan ending. How did you come to terms with that, knowing that you might not get that championship?
I mean, it's if you ask most guys, that's the way the story goes. You know, it's very rare that you have somebody like that and that gets to finish their career like that. It's a blessing, but it's all a blessing at the end of the day. Like I said, I've since I was a little kid, I've told teachers, you know, what do you want to be when you grow up? I want to be an NFL football player, and I've reached my goal. Not too many people can say in life that they get to live out their dream. And I've done just that. And every step of the way, I wanted to be a college football player. I wanted to be an NFL football player. I've done that. And it's a blessing, the whole thing. You know, if this is the end, then I just look at it that way. It truly is a blessing. Yeah, man, it's been ups and downs, but it's been a great ride, if that's the case.